It's our privilege today to have with us Brother Ruben Quiros and Dr. Freitas, who will be translating for him in the service today. And so we're going to have these men come and share what the Lord would have them to give us today. Brother Quiros.
Hermanos, muy buenos días a todos.
Good afternoon to brothers and sisters.
Y otra vez muchas gracias por su amor.
And thank you very much again for your love.
Y gracias por la oportunidad, pastor, de estar acá esta mañana.
And thank you, pastor, for the opportunity to be here this morning.
Hace meses atrás dijo que yo quiero despedirme de la iglesia.
A few months ago, I said I wanted to be able to say goodbye to the church.
Porque fue un lugar muy especial para mi familia.
Because this has been a very special place for my family.
Y Dios regala amigos.
And God gives us gifts of friends.
Y nos regaló muchos amigos acá en la escuela y también acá en Estados Unidos.
And he's given us many gifts here in this school and in this country.
Y muchos de ellos son ustedes.
And many of those gifts are you.
Y también esta mañana está con nosotros algunos amigos, la familia de Mario, su esposa.
And we also have some friends here with Mario and his wife.
Son de Faith Baptist Church.
From Faith Baptist Church.
También la familia de hermanos José, hermana Herminia y su hermana, que son del grupo hispano.
Jose and Herminia and her sister that are from our Latin group.
Y hermano Abel que está atrás también.
And our brother Abel that's right behind Mario there.
Aquí mi amigo Diego y su esposa.
And then myself and my wife.
Y sí, es una alegría compartir, conocer. Dios regala una familia realmente maravillosa.
And it is a joy to see the gifts that God gives us in friends. We have a wonderful family.
En el primer horario pudimos compartir acerca del ministerio.
The first year we were able to share as far as our ministry.
Y también una introducción al mensaje de esta mañana.
And a short introduction from this morning's message.
Vamos a leer de nuevo la porción bíblica de esta mañana.
Let's read again this morning from Matthew chapter 9.
Versículo 35 al 38.
Verses 35 to 38. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. And the Lord tells us in his words like this. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciple, The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest.
Amen.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity you have given us to come before thee this day to preach your word in truth. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us in salvation that crosses all boundaries. Lord, though we be separated by a language, we be separated by distance, we be separated by countries, we be separated by nationalities, we know that those that have Christ in their hearts in Africa are the same as those in the North Pole, the same as those in South America, mm-hmm. is the same as those in this country. For all gaps are bridged by your mercy and your grace. We pray that you would give us the opportunity this morning to hear your word plainly, that among all else, Lord, as we look upon this mirror, which is your truth, that we would be cut to the bone, that this would be a time of change for us, not just now, but on into eternity, that your word would ring true in our lives, and as people see us in a ever darkening world, we would be a beacon that shines for your truth. Through Christ we give our thanks. Amen.
Amen. Esta mañana con este mensaje quiero animarte y desafiarte.
This morning I would like to challenge you with this message.
A poder un poquito medir los lentes de cómo estás viendo este mundo.
To adjust the glasses that you use to see this world.
Fue una bendición compartir acá en la escuela los tiempos de juegos.
It was a blessing to be able to share with you earlier this morning.
Y hasta me puse de coach.
Oh, and to spend time playing with some of the games here in this church, and he was apparently a coach.
Y pude compartir con los niños.
And to spend time with the children.
Pero cuando miraba a la gente,
but when I saw the people,
mucha de esa gente no conoce a Cristo.
Many of those people do not know Christ.
Y no hablo inglés muy bien.
And I don't speak English very good.
Pero hay algo que se percibe.
But you can see something that needs no language.
¿Quién pertenece a Cristo y quién no pertenece a Cristo?
Who belongs to Christ and who does not.
Se percibe.
You can perceive this.
Y es un gran lugar para predicar el evangelio este.
And this is a great area to preach the gospel.
Y Cristo cuando estuvo caminando en este mundo.
And Christ when he walked this earth.
Y especialmente en su pueblo.
And especially in his villages.
Como decíamos hace rato, multitudes le seguían.
As we saw earlier, multitudes followed him.
Pero no todas esas multitudes.
But not all those multitudes.
Estaban siguiendo porque realmente amaban y conocían a Cristo.
Not truly followed him because they truly loved him and believed in him.
No todos ellos realmente eran creyentes.
Not all of them were believers.
cantidad de gente no quiere decir que realmente haya espiritualidad y conversión.
There, just because the multitudes follow him does not mean that they were spiritually converted.
Pero Jesús estaba entre ellos caminando.
But Jesus was walking amongst them.
Y él hizo tres cosas.
And he said he did three things.
Vio.
He saw.
Tuvo.
He had.
Y dijo.
And he said.
Y ese es el mensaje de esta mañana.
And that is the message from this morning. Oh, by the way, in Spanish it's alliterated, so it loses something in translation. I tried alliterating it, but I couldn't figure it out.
Podemos titular el mensaje: Jesús vio, Jesús tuvo y Jesús dijo.
He had and he said.
¿Qué vio Cristo?
What did Christ see?
En primer lugar,
first of all,
vio un mundo desahuciado.
He saw a world in pain, a lost world.
Dice que el Señor vio un mundo en dolencia.
He saw a world in travail.
Ahora, interesante la palabra dolencia en este texto.
In this text, in our text, the word to be in pain, to be lost,
es la palabra griega malakia,
which is a Greek word malakia.
Y describe una debilidad del cuerpo.
And it describes a disability or a weakness of the body.
Obviamente estaban muchos enfermos.
There, obviously here we read that there was a lot of sick people.
Y cuando uno está enfermo no está contento, ¿verdad?
And when somebody is sick, they're not very happy.
No está feliz.
They're not, they don't have a great deal of joy.
Está cansado.
They're tired.
No quiere ver a nadie.
They don't really want to see anybody.
Cuando mi esposa se enferma.
When my wife gets sick.
Yo me vuelvo como Samuel.
I become like Samuel.
Habla que tu siervo oye.
Speak that your servant may do.
Pero es muy difícil vivir así.
But it's very difficult to live like that.
Y cuando Cristo llega,
and when Christ comes here,
se encuentra con la gente.
He finds himself with all these
¿dónde
people.
Se encuentra?
Where does he find himself?
¿Dónde llega a ver un mundo desahuciado?
Where does he see this world in pain?
Dice la Biblia, versículo 35,
in verse 35 the Bible says
que recorría Jesús.
That Jesus went.
Esa palabra recorría,
that word went,
va marcando que él andaba alrededor.
Says that he was actually moving from place to place.
Estaba moviéndose de lugar en lugar.
He was moving from place to place.
Y estaba, dice, en las ciudades.
In the cities.
Y aldeas.
In the villages.
O sea, ciudades grandes.
In the big cities.
Y pueblos pequeños.
And small villages.
En cualquier lugar, sea la ciudad grande o sea el pueblo pequeño.
It doesn't matter how big the city, how big or small the city is.
La necesidad es la misma.
The need is the same.
Cuando llegué a Estados Unidos,
when I came to the United States,
yo decía que este es el país más evangelizado del mundo.
He believed that this was the most evangelized country in the world.
Y acá ya no necesitan misioneros.
He believed that missionaries were not necessary here in this
country. Es un país que envía misioneros a todo el mundo.
This is the country where the rest of the world sees us as sending missionaries everywhere else.
Pasaron dos años.
2 years have passed.
Estaba muy equivocado.
And I was very wrong.
Aquí hay mucha necesidad.
There's a great need in this country.
Y viene a mi mente un poco de la historia.
And if I could recount a little bit of the story.
¿Recuerdan cuando en Europa e Inglaterra el evangelio estaba?
Remember when Europe and England, the evangelism was
era
great
tremendo.
Fervor. There was a wondrous work during that time.
Pero pasó el tiempo.
But time passed.
La historia cambió.
And the history changed.
Hoy esos lugares son campos misioneros.
Those areas now are missionary fields.
Y miro con esa perspectiva Estados Unidos.
And now we're looking with that perspective
Dios
at the United
no
States.
Lo permita.
God forbid, but we have become a mission
algo tenemos
field.
Que hacer nosotros.
We have to do something.
Los creyentes.
Those of us that believe.
La sal del mundo.
The salt of the earth.
La luz del mundo.
The light of the world.
Algo tenemos que hacer.
Something, we have to do something.
Y Cristo estaba caminando por las calles, por las ciudades.
And Christ was walking in the cities and the villages.
Y lo comprendió al recorrer allí.
And he understood as he went about these places.
¿Cuál es la dimensión de la necesidad?
What the dimensions or the scope of the need was.
Yo puedo hablarte de Bolivia.
I can talk to you of Bolivia.
De la necesidad tremenda que hay.
Of a great necessity that there is there, a great need.
Muchos de ustedes pueden decirme también la necesidad que hay acá.
But many of you could tell me too of the need that there's here.
Y pude comprenderlo.
And I could understand this.
Al caminar entre ustedes.
As I walked amongst you.
Mientras tú no camines por otros lugares, no vas a poder ver la necesidad.
If you are not out and walking around these areas where you live, you won't be able to see the need.
Es por esa razón que a veces no comprendemos cuando se muestran las fotos, tal vez.
That's sometimes why we don't understand why when we see pictures of other places.
Pero cuando te animo que cuando tú salgas,
but I would challenge you that when you go out
a visitar otro país,
to visit other areas or other countries,
ya sea en viaje misionero,
perhaps in a missionary trip,
o de vacaciones,
or from vacations,
mira a la gente,
look at people
como Cristo la miró,
as Christ saw them.
A veces vivimos en nuestra propia burbuja.
Sometimes we live in our own little bubble.
Hay que mirar más allá.
And we have to see beyond it.
Cristo andaba por las calles.
Christ walked the streets.
Y ahí entendió.
And there he understood
la necesidad.
The great need.
El lugar donde recorras.
In the areas where God sends you.
Busca.
Look.
Siempre la necesidad que hay.
Always the need that there is there.
Segundo lugar dice que estaba no solamente en los pueblos, ciudades, sino que estaba también en las sinagogas de ellos.
He says also in verse 35 that not only was he in the cities and the villages, but he was also in their synagogues.
Las sinagogas eran lugares de lectura de la Biblia.
The synagogue was an area where they studied the Bible.
Eran lugares religiosos.
They were religious areas.
Ahí estaban los grandes maestros.
That's where the great teachers were.
Aquellos que querían sentarse en la cátedra de Moisés.
Those that wanted to sit in Moses' seat.
Pero cuando entró Cristo a las sinagogas,
but when Christ entered in the synagogue,
encontró la misma situación.
He saw the same situation.
¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
Estaban ahí los fariseos.
There the teachers were.
Pero los vio igual desolados, desamparados.
But he saw them also just as lost as everyone else.
Y no es extraño, hermanos.
And it's not strange, my brothers and sisters.
Que también tengamos hoy en día iglesias,
that we could also have here churches,
como estas sinagogas,
just like this synagogue.
Hay Biblia,
there's Bible,
hay gente,
there's people,
pero no hay la vida que debe fluir del
but,
Señor.
But there is no life that flows from our Lord.
¿Cuánto amor por Cristo se mira en las iglesias hoy en día?
How much love do our churches today truly have for our Lord?
Pero cuando Cristo entró en las sinagogas,
but when Christ entered into the synagogue,
encontró un frío,
he saw a coldness,
un viento helado que soplaba allá adentro,
a wind that was cold that blew from place to place but landed nowhere.
Y también el Señor siguió caminando,
and he continued to walk,
y dice predicando el evangelio del reino.
It says teaching of the gospel of the kingdom.
Él estaba hablando con la gente,
he was speaking to the people,
dándoles las buenas noticias,
giving them the good news.
El Mesías está acá.
The Messiah is here.
Los milagros son las evidencias de que el Mesías está acá.
The miracles he had done was the evidence that the Messiah was here.
Y estaba predicando a la gente.
And he was preaching to the people.
Y sanando toda enfermedad.
And healing all the sicknesses.
Hay algo en común que tenemos todos los seres humanos.
We have something in common, all as human beings.
No importa el estatus social.
Doesn't matter what your social status is.
O cultural.
Or cultural status.
O educacional.
Or educational status.
Todos tenemos enfermedades.
We all have sicknesses.
La enfermedad nos une.
The illnesses unite us, make us equal.
Y dice que el Señor estaba sanando toda enfermedad.
And it says that the Lord was healing all their infirmities.
Ahí la palabra enfermedad en el texto griego es la palabra nosos.
In that Greek text, the word for illness is nosos.
De ahí viene nosología.
And that from there comes nosología.
Y la nosología es la clasificación. Es la ciencia que clasifica las enfermedades.
It's the science of classifying illnesses.
Y el Señor sanó toda enfermedad.
And he healed all the illnesses.
El cojo empezó a caminar.
The lame started to walk.
El ciego no miraba y empezó a ver.
The blind could see.
Qué maravilloso.
What a great miracle.
Me hace pensar un día cuando estemos en el cielo.
That makes me think someday when we're in heaven.
Ya no habrá más enfermedad.
That there will be no more illness.
No habrá más llanto.
There will be no more tears.
No habrá más dolor.
There will be no more pain.
Ya no diríamos, oh, me duelen mis riñones.
And this morning I wake up and I go, oh, my back. And that won't be there anymore.
Hace dos años expulsé una piedra de mi riñón.
2 years ago he passed a kidney stone.
Estaba mal de mis riñones.
Because it was terrible pain.
Me tiraba en el piso porque me dolía terrible.
He would throw himself on the floor and roll around because it hurt so bad.
Casi desmayado.
He would almost pass out.
Yo creo que el hermano Brenna también estaba enfermo de riñones.
Somebody else here also had a kidney stone?
Yeah. Es terrible.
It's terrible.
Y cuando expulsé la piedra,
and when it finally came out,
yo entendía a todas las mujeres.
I understood all those ladies that had babies.
Lo que es a dar a luz. Oh, qué doloroso. Pero Mientras el pecado esté en este mundo y el mundo esté bajo maldición.
But during the time as sin is in this world and the world be under sin.
La enfermedad va a existir.
The illnesses will exist.
Y cuando Cristo caminaba, sanaba gente.
And when Christ walked the earth,
cumpliendo
he healed the sick.
La palabra profética.
And completing the prophetic messianic
Isaías 53.
Of Isaiah 53.
Él llevó todas nuestras enfermedades.
He took all our iniquities and all our infirmities with him.
Él vio un mundo desahuciado.
He saw a world in pain.
Un mundo perdido.
A world that was lost.
Pero más allá de sus enfermedades,
but beyond their infirmities, their illnesses,
él vio la raíz de la enfermedad.
He saw the root of their illnesses.
Y el pecado.
And that was the sin.
El pecado.
The sin.
La paga del pecado es muerte.
The wages of sin is death.
Es la razón por la cual predicamos el evangelio.
It is the reason why we preach the gospel.
Porque cada ser humano está condenado por el pecado.
Because every human being is condemned by sin.
Y si esta mañana aquí hay alguien que no tiene a Cristo en su corazón.
Because if somebody in this morning doesn't have Christ in their heart.
Y cree que sus propias obras le llevan al cielo.
And they think that their own works are going to take them to heaven.
Y sus propios pensamientos.
That their own thoughts will get them to heaven.
No es así.
They're gravely mistaken.
Cristo murió por los pecadores.
Christ died for the sinners.
El justo por los injustos.
The just for the unjust.
Para llevarnos a Dios.
To take us to God.
No hay otro camino.
There is no other road.
No hay otra alternativa.
There is no alternative.
No hay otra opción.
There is no other option.
Solamente Cristo.
Only Christ.
El Salvador del mundo.
The Savior of the world.
Y ese Cristo caminando encontró esta necesidad en el mundo, o vio un mundo desahuciado.
And Christ walking the earth saw this terrible need that we had.
Vio un mundo perdido.
Saw a world that was totally lost.
Físicamente.
Physically.
Pero también espiritualmente.
But also spiritually.
Miren la siguiente frase, versículo 36.
Look at verse 36.
Y al ver las multitudes, tuvo compasión de ellas.
And when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them.
Dice que él tuvo compasión de ellas.
Because he had, it says that he had compassion on them.
Les decía hace rato que la compasión.
I told you a little earlier that the compassion
era la expresión de la parte humana de Cristo.
It was part of Christ's humanity expressing itself.
Porque hay que entender que Dios es misericordioso en su esencia.
Because we know that God in his essence is merciful.
Pero cuando Cristo caminó entre los hombres,
but as Christ walked among these people,
al verlos tan perdidos,
and seeing them so lost,
a verlos desamparados,
and seeing them so hurtful,
tuvo compasión.
He had compassion.
Sintió lástima.
He felt pity.
Se le movió todas las entrañas.
It's like, as if his bowels moved.
Y no es la primera vez que él tiene lástima o compasión.
And it's not the first time that he had compassion.
Hay un versículo en Lucas.
There's a verse in Luke.
Capítulo 19.
Chapter 19.
Lucas 19.
Luke chapter 19.
Versículo 41 al 44.
Verse 41 to 44. Luke 19, 41 through 44 says this, and when he has come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thy enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee on every side and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children with thee. And they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation.
También está.
44.
Hasta el 44. Sí,
yeah.
Está bien. Ustedes saben que este es el llanto de Cristo sobre Jerusalén.
You all know that this is Christ weeping over Jerusalem.
Y él dijo, oh, si conocieses quién está delante de ti.
If he says, oh, if you would just realize who is standing before thee this day.
Quién está delante de tus ojos.
Who is in front of your eyes.
Pero no lo pudieron entender.
But they didn't understand him.
Y él lloró por la incredulidad de su pueblo.
He wept for the unbelief of his people.
Dios les envió profetas.
God sent them prophets.
Advertencias.
He sent them signs.
Pero ellos no lo reconocieron.
But they still did not recognize him.
Y sintió compasión.
And he felt compassion.
Y lloró por ellos.
And he wept over them.
Oh, hermanos, tendríamos que estar llorando por nuestros países.
And likewise, we should be weeping for our countries, for our people.
Porque no solamente la gente está un poco ciega, la gente que no conoce a Cristo.
But not only because the people that don't know Christ are blind.
Sino también creyentes.
But also the believers.
No ven con los mismos ojos a la gente.
They don't see with those same eyes their people.
Estamos pensando en nosotros mismos.
We spend all our day thinking about ourselves.
Nada más.
And that's all.
Pero hay un mundo.
But there's a world.
Que necesita del Señor.
That needs Christ.
Tu vecino.
Your neighbor.
Tu compañero de la escuela.
The friend in school.
Tus familiares.
Your family.
Y volviendo al pasaje de Mateo.
And going back to Matthew.
Hay dos detalles interesantes en el versículo 36.
In verse 36 there are two interesting details.
Dice que tuvo compasión de esta gente.
It says that he had compassion on them, of these people.
Porque estaban desamparadas y dispersas.
Because they were fainted and they were scattered abroad.
Desamparadas, dispersas, como ovejas que no tienen pastor.
Fainted and scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
¿Qué significa estar desamparado y estar disperso?
What does it mean to say that they fainted and were scattered?
Interesante la palabra desamparada.
And here the word fainted.
Estuve leyendo mi texto griego y hay dos palabras que usan muchos otros manuscritos.
I was reading my Greek text and there was two words that various manuscripts use.
El texto mayoritario utiliza la palabra ekluo.
The most common text uses the word ekluo.
Es debilitadas.
Which means debility.
Desmayadas.
Or to be fainting, passing out.
O desligadas.
Or to be torn apart.
La idea es que no están ligados a Cristo.
The idea is that they are not with Christ. They're being torn away from him.
Es la razón por la cual no está bajo su amparo.
And that's why they weren't whole.
Pues están fuera del amparo de Cristo.
Because they are outside.
Y claro, otros textos nos dicen que el mundo entero está bajo el regazo del maligno.
And then the entire Bible tells us that the world is outside the will of Christ and being torn away from him, from sin.
Mucha gente está desligada.
And many people are pulled away like that.
Y es la razón por la cual está también disperso.
And that is also why they are scattered.
Porque no tienen dueño.
Because they don't have an owner.
Al contrario.
On the contrary.
Son esclavos de algún pecado.
They are slaves to the sin.
Están desligadas de Cristo.
They have been completely torn asunder from Christ.
No están bajo el amparo de Dios.
They are not under the protection of Christ.
Y la otra palabra que usan otros textos.
And other texts use a word.
Es una variante esta.
It's a variation of this.
Es la palabra esculó.
That word.
Y significa desolladas. No sé cómo.
Desolladas.
Sí. O esta es la palabra que se usaba cuando a alguien se le cortaba el cuello vivo.
Oh, it was a word that literally translated means that your neck was cut. Your head was separated.
Es como cuando antes nuestros abuelos.
It's almost like our great grandfathers.
Agarraban un pollo, una gallina.
They would grab a chicken.
Le cortaban el cuello.
And cut the head off.
Vivo.
Still alive.
Yeah. Es la idea de esta palabra.
And the chicken would run around like.
No hay quien los defienda.
That's the idea that's being put here.
No hay quien les defienda. No hay quien les cuide.
There's nobody that can guide them. There's nobody can protect them. Mm-hmm. Nobody can show them the way.
Y acaba el Señor usa para mostrar o para expresar o para ilustrar cómo estaba la gente.
And this is the words he used to illustrate or to demonstrate what the people were like.
El famoso o el conocido Dr. Robertson.
Dr. Robertson.
En sus comentarios acerca de ese término.
In the commentary concerning this term.
Él hace un comentario interesante.
He makes a very interesting commentary.
Él dice que esta palabra es empleado aquí.
That he says that this word used here.
Es empleado aquí del común de la gente.
That is applied to the common person.
Que describiendo su condición religiosa.
Describing their religious condition.
Dice, estaban acosados.
They were scattered.
Importunados.
With no fortune.
Aturdidos.
Confused.
Por aquellos.
Because.
Que deberían haberles enseñado.
Especially because those that should have been teaching them.
Y están estorbados.
Are just as confused.
De entrar en el reino de los cielos.
Concerning the kingdom of God.
Dice abrumados por las cargas.
Bewitched by their laws.
Que los fariseos habían puesto en ellos.
That the Pharisees had burdened them with.
Estaban rodeados de personas.
They were surrounded by people.
Pero estaban desamparados.
But they were scattered.
Nadie podía darles ayuda y consolación.
Nobody could give them help, direction, or solace.
Lo dijo el Señor, están desamparadas.
And that's why Christ said they are scattered.
Hay gente que usa la Biblia.
There are people here who use the Bible.
Hay sinagogas.
There are synagogues.
Y los fariseos van predicando.
And the Pharisees are going around preaching.
Pero siguen desamparadas.
But they're still scattered.
Esa es la situación del mundo hoy en día.
That is the situation of the world today.
desamparo.
Scattered.
Y por eso quieren protegerse de otras cosas.
And that's why they're always trying to protect themselves from various things in various ways.
O encontrar protección bajo alguna persona o alguna alguna otra cosa externa.
Or get help from some external source, some other person that is going to protect them.
Y nos olvidamos del famoso salmo.
Then we forget of the famous psalm.
Que dice el que habita.
That says that the one that gives me the ability.
El que habita al abrigo de Dios.
That gives me the peace of the Lord.
Morará bajo las alas del Omnipotente.
To be under the wings of my Savior.
Desamparados.
Scattered.
Y la otra palabra que usa acá, desamparado, dispersos.
The other word that they use here is to be dispersed.
Va denotando a hombres o mujeres abatidas.
It describes people who are exhausted.
Se usaba mucho en los escritos antiguos.
It was used quite often in the old scriptures.
Para los borrachos.
For the drunkens.
Porque no saben dónde andan.
Because they don't know which way they're going.
Andan por todos lados sin dirección.
They're scattering around and staggering without knowing where they were going.
Y también se usaba para heridas mortales.
They were also, the word was used to describe a fatal wound.
O muchas veces connotaba una acción.
Or it connoted or it denoted an action.
Que ande venía de así de súbito.
That venía de dónde?
De súbito.
Súbito.
O sea, como es de súbito, es de golpe.
That came all of a sudden.
Y para empujar a alguien, derribarlo al piso.
That would push you over to the ground. A fatal wound that struck suddenly and brought you to the ground.
Y quedaba sin saber dónde estaba.
And you would be stunned, not knowing where to go.
Desorientado.
Or totally disoriented.
Y es la situación del mundo.
And that is the word that's being explained here to describe the world.
No tiene orientación.
There is no orientation.
Dispersos.
Totally dispersed. Scattered.
Y el enfoque de esta palabra,
and the focus of this word,
tiene que ver con el aspecto interno.
Has to do with the internal aspect.
Tú puedes estar acá con nosotros.
You could be here with us today.
Pero en tu alma,
but in your soul,
puedes estar desamparado y disperso.
You could be scattered.
Viviendo fuera de la voluntad de Dios.
Being living or living completely outside the will of God.
La voluntad de Dios para el ser humano en primer lugar es que se salve.
The will of God for every human being, number one, is to be saved.
Pero segundo lugar,
but second place
es el servirle.
Is to serve him.
Y servirle en santificación.
To serve in sanctification.
En entrega, en consagración.
And to give the word, to give the gospel, to evangelize.
Y podemos decir,
and we can say,
que Cristo vio un mundo desahuciado.
That he saw a world that was fainted and scattered.
Luego vio un mundo desamparado.
He saw a world totally confused.
Y claro, tuvo que parar a y decir o comparar como ovejas que no tienen pastor.
And that's where he compared them to sheep that had no pastor, had no shepherd.
No siempre en la Biblia.
Not always in the Bible.
Cuando se menciona la palabra oveja.
When the word sheep is used.
Se refiere a creyentes.
It necessarily applies to believers.
Miren Lucas capítulo 15.
Let's go back to Luke chapter 15.
Yo he escuchado otros mensajes de esta parábola, de esta historia, de esta parábola.
Another story of this parable.
Y a ver, lo hemos aplicado a los pastores.
And see the application for us pastors.
Decimos, si se pierde una oveja, el pastor tiene que ir a buscarla.
If a sheep is lost, the pastor has to go look for him.
Pero no está en un contexto de creyentes.
But this is not in the context of believers.
Son creyentes de perdidos.
But we're talking about lost.
Sin Cristo en su corazón.
Without Christ in their heart.
Porque cuando encuentra esa oveja.
Because when he finds a sheep.
Alcanza, se dice que se gozan los ángeles.
That the angels in heaven rejoice.
Porque ha venido al Salvador.
Because he has come to the Savior.
Miren lo que dice Lucas 15, 3 al 7.
Look in Luke 15, 3 to 7. And it says this. And when he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave their 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy will be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance.
Interesante, porque aquí hace como una ironía contra los fariseos.
Because it's interesting here that he does an irony against the Pharisees.
Porque se creían los sanos, los justos.
Because they believe themselves to be the just.
Ellos no necesitan.
And they didn't need anything else.
Pero sí aquellos publicanos y pecadores.
But those publicans and those sinners.
Porque el contexto va marcando que él estaba juntándose con publicanos y pecadores.
Because in the context of this passage,
estaba comiendo con ellos.
He was eating with the publicans and the sinners.
Así que la oveja de esta parábola,
the sheep in this parable,
es una persona perdida sin Cristo.
So is a person that is lost without Christ.
No siempre oveja es un creyente.
Not always in the gospel a sheep means a believer.
El contexto nos va a ayudar a determinar qué clase de oveja es.
The context tells us what kind of sheep we're talking about.
Pero esta oveja estaba perdida.
But this sheep was lost.
Estaba desorientada.
It was disoriented.
Estaba desamparada.
It was scattered.
Y Cristo la busca.
And Christ goes looking for it.
¿Y qué dice el versículo 7?
And what does verse 7 say?
Que os digo que así habrá más gozo en el cielo.
And he says that there will be joy in heaven.
Por un pecador que se arrepiente.
For one sinner that repenteth.
Que por 99 justos.
More than over 99 just persons.
Que no necesitan arrepentimiento.
That don't need repentance.
Encontró al Salvador.
To find their Savior.
El mundo está así.
The world is like that.
Necesitan un pastor.
They need a shepherd.
Al pastor máximo.
And the only shepherd.
A tu pastor, a mi pastor.
Your pastor, my pastor. Your shepherd, my shepherd.
Al Señor Jesucristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Y es la razón por la cual se hacen misiones.
And that is the reason why we have missions.
Es la cual por la cual misioneros van a otros lugares.
That's why missionaries go to other places.
Es la razón por la cual Dios levanta y toca hombres y mujeres.
That's why Christ comes down and touches men and women.
Para poder
to enable them
ser instrumentos por Dios,
to be instruments for God,
para ser usados por Dios,
to be used of God,
para llevar su gracia a otros,
to take his grace to others.
A esas ovejas sin pastor.
To those sheep that are scattered without a shepherd.
Y por esa razón viene el clamor.
And for that reason comes the scatter.
Ese clamor que dijo el Señor que hagamos nosotros.
That comes that challenge that should come into our lives as to what we need to do.
Vio la gente.
He saw the multitude.
Y lo comparó una mies.
And he compared it to a harvest.
Mucha gente sin Cristo necesitada.
A lot of people need Christ.
Muchas ovejas o mucha gente dispersada, desamparada.
A lot of scattered people that are fainting.
¿Quién va a ir por ellas?
Who's going to go after them? Who's going to go after the lost sheep?
Ahí entra el versículo 38.
And here we come to verse 38.
Rogad al Señor.
Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest.
El mismo Cristo de gloria.
The same Christ of glory.
Vio que el campo es grande.
Saw that the field was large, big, plenteous.
Pero los obreros son pocos.
But very, very few laborers.
Estamos sufriendo.
We are suffering.
El vacío.
The vacuum.
De jóvenes.
Of young men and women.
Que quieran servir al Señor.
That want to truly serve our Lord.
Necesitamos hombres y mujeres valientes.
We need valiant men and women.
Que se pongan en la brecha.
That we're willing to go into the breach.
Para poder llevar el mensaje de Dios.
To take the message in the gospel of Christ abroad.
Yo sé que por aquí pasaron muchos misioneros.
We know that through here a lot of missionaries have gone by.
Amén.
Amen to that.
Han apoyado, están apoyando y orando por esos misioneros.
You are helping, you're supporting, and you are giving help and aid and prayer to these missionaries.
Sigan haciéndolo.
Please keep doing that.
Porque la recompensa en el cielo.
Because the reward is in heaven.
Es muy grande.
It's very, very large.
Pero una cosa.
But one thing.
Nunca tengas lástima por ellos.
Never feel pity for them.
Como dijo Robert Shannon.
Robert Shannon said.
Nunca te compadezcas.
Never have pity.
De los misioneros.
Of the missionaries.
Más bien.
Better.
Envidialos.
Have envy of them.
Ellos están.
They are.
En donde se encuentra.
And where you find.
La verdadera acción.
The true action.
Donde la vida y la muerte.
When life and death.
Donde el pecado y la gracia.
Where grace and sin.
Donde el cielo y el infierno.
Where the hell and heaven.
Convergen.
Converge.
Se unen.
That's where they come together.
Y es un gran privilegio.
And it's a great privilege.
Ser parte de eso.
To be a part of that.
Hermano, yo le ruego que su corazón nunca se cierre.
Brothers and sisters, I pray that your heart would never close.
A la obra del Señor.
To the work of God.
Aquí hay mucho para hacer.
There is a lot to do here.
Yo oro por ustedes.
I pray for you.
Y por aquellas iglesias que he conocido.
And for those churches that I have come to
know. Que Dios mande el fuego de Elías.
That God would enlight the fire to send people out.
Para seguir alcanzando este país para Cristo.
To keep reaching this country for Christ.
Y que Cristo sea siempre el primero.
And that Christ always be first.
Y esta sea una nación.
That this would be a nation.
Bajo el amparo de Dios.
Still under God.
Y nos volvamos a Dios.
That we all would return to Christ.
Dios bendiga su palabra.
May God bless his word.
Pues orar.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what you have done here this day. We thank you for this man that is willing to give himself fully to you and your guidance and preach the word not only in his own country of Bolivia, Lord, but in the foreign land of the United States. Lord, it should be a burden that is heavy on our hearts each and every morning that a country that you made great back when we truly believed that we were one nation under God has so far turned from you that missionaries from other nations are having to come here to evangelize us. Lord, here we are the evangelist. Our neighbors, our friends, the people we know, the sphere of influence that you have given us, there is our Jerusalem, there is our mission field. Lord, what are we doing in our mission field? Lord, give us a burden. Break our hearts for those that are around us who are lost. Lord, let us never forget to pray for our government that has the power to lead their people to or away from our Lord. Lord, you established this nation as one of the greatest nations ever. Initially, as the people came here, they came here specifically to establish missions. That was the Magna Carta of the pilgrims that first came here. They stayed through death and famine and disease, not because they felt they were escaping persecution, Lord, but on the contrary, because they knew they were part of a grander plan, a grander scheme, and that was your work that was to be done in this country. Lord, let us not forget the roots that you have placed here. Let us once again bring out the rally cry with the United States, and we thank you for the vision of this man, Ruben Curios, Lord, the vision that he sees us, the way that the rest of the world used to see the United States as one of the greatest evangelical countries of this world, Lord. And we have fallen far from your grace. Give us the strength, give us the courage, give us the wisdom to do the things that we are to do. But above all, Lord, let us drop our pride, which is the only thing that keeps us from thee. Bless now the rest of the afternoon, Lord. Bless the fellowship that you have given us. We thank you for the life that you have breathed into our lungs. And more importantly, the life that you have given to our spirit through your sacrifice on the cross. And it's through that sacrifice that we give all our thanks. Amen.
Amen.